Thank you for listening to the edited broadcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. If you would like to hear me live, join me every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com if you want to hear Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. February is Black History Month, and you and I both know we can't have Black History without talking about our finances. Our finances is one of the pure keys to success. The mismanagement of it is guaranteed to make our journey harder. And so I asked my good friend, Mr. Victor Johnson, to stop by and talk to us about our finances. Victor is an inspirational speaker, author, real estate investor, entrepreneur, and financial wellness coach. He is the published author of the book Proven Pathways to Wealth and Happiness, which tells Victor's story of growing up in a single parent home broke, then as an adult living paycheck to paycheck with horrible credit, and how he transformed that into a seven-figure real estate portfolio. Victor, we are so glad to have you, and welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Look, we got another call in, and this is just as important when it comes to our history and creating our future, because if our finances and our way of thinking about our finances are not in line, we set up generational curses for our family. And so it is my absolute pleasure. I'm glad we got some of the technical stuff out of the way. Thank you, JT, for handling that. We got a young man who is an author and just a really great leader. And so, Victor Johnson, you with me, brother?
Yes, sir, Coach Terry. Happy to be here, my brother.
Man, I am so sorry. We had some problems, and then, you know, they got into it in here. I don't know if you caught the show earlier, but, you know, my son dubbed her the toy maker. She's up in here tearing up the studio and rearranging it. But, Victor, do me a favor, man. Let's jump, because I know you got a show coming up in a very short time. So let's give people a nosebleed. Why don't you tell them who you are, who your company is, what you do, and why it's important that our finances get to where it is they need to be so we can make it to the next step in our progression.
I appreciate that, Coach Terry. My name is Victor Johnson, Victor Vonico Johnson. My company is Nico Don Projects, NICODON Projects. And what we do is we heal your past and build your future. What does that mean? We help people overcome their credit challenges, financial obstacles, so that they can position themselves to build generational wealth. And that's done through real estate investing or through entrepreneurship. And so through my speaking opportunities, through my book, through various social media platforms that I utilize and things like that, we try to educate and offer value to people to help them get their finances strong, not only now, but for generations behind them, which is why I'm hugely very, very proud to see this young lady's website, Bevy and Dave. I was just looking at that. That's awesome to have toys teaching children about investors' legacy, inventors' legacy.
Yes, and she just left. I mean, she just walked out of the studio. I was hoping she could stay with us. But it's important that we get our finances in order. And you and I, you know, we've been talking and communicating, and shout out to my boy, Sean Hill, who connected us on LinkedIn, and I understand he's going to be on your show tonight. Tell him about your show.
Yes, sir. So every Monday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do an event called Create Your Future Self Live.
Say that again. Create what?
Create Your Future Self Live. It is myself and another young lady who is a real estate investor here in Texas as well. And we started about a year ago just sharing input on how you can position yourself to invest in real estate, obviously get your credit together. But it turned into this year where every Monday now we have a guest on. And you're absolutely right. This week, in about 22 minutes, we're going to have Sean Hill. I call him the LinkedIn mayor, because this guy he is really giving so much value to people on how they can optimize their LinkedIn profile.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Sean's also going to be a guest on my Zoom platform. We're going to bring three subject matter experts in, and Sean's going to be one of those subject matter experts. So you having him tonight, I'm telling you, your audience is in for a treat. But I want to talk about, you got a book that's out there, brother, that talks about your upbringing and your overcoming. And I want to encourage them. Tell them about your book.
Yes, sir. Thank you again. That book is called Proven Pathways to Wealth and Happiness. And you can definitely get it at my website, victorvjohnson.com or nicodonprojects.com. It's on Amazon as well. And the book is, it's a short read, 110 pages. We did it in audio as well. It's a book that just outlines all the obstacles that I overcame to go from a credit score of the low 500s while I was a bill collector, mind you, to reaching the high 700s and basically attracting more better paying jobs to myself and higher income, and then taking that income and investing it in real estate rental properties, buy and hold rental property strategy. Now, so now
you couldn't have done that without having some cash flow and stuff. So you was already set up. Your credit was already good, and you know, you ain't like the rest of us mere mortals, right?
Man, please. I'm telling you, for 17, almost 20 years, I lived with a score in the 520s. About 525 was about the peak. And then finally, I got very serious about my goals, getting focused. I used the information that I had from my credit collection industry, the credit reporting knowledge that I had, and then just hard work, taking $20 here, $30 there, putting it towards my debts. And over about a year and a half, I raised my score from a 525 to a 700. And that got me at least in position to where I could leverage. And when I say leverage, being able to utilize other people's money to start investing in real estate. And I did not have a lot of money, brother. Coach Terry, I had about $10,000 when I invested in my first property. And that $10,000 over 2 years turned into $43,000. And so I decided to continue doing that. And now I help others that were in the same pits that I was sitting in and let them know you can overcome. I don't have a college degree, and I still was able to start building something that I can look back and be very proud of and start building for my family.
Hey, Victor, this is Darian DuPaul. I got a question for you. These companies that are on TV telling you that they can help you fix your credit, are they legit? Are they helping people out?
Well, I don't know all of them, and you know, I certainly wouldn't give any names out there, but I'll tell you the standard model is to take on a client and then have them pull their credit report, and let's say they have 8 collection items or charge-offs, and they will, 1 to 2 account at a time, mail off paper letters to the credit bureaus in an effort to get those accounts challenged, and maybe with a 20-30% success rate, have those accounts luckily falling off of the credit reporting. And a lot of times they're not providing any guidance in addition to that. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, my model is different is that, you know, I'm working with an attorney proprietary software. We're not mailing letters. We don't need a copy of your ID like most of these companies will have. And we're communicating directly with the eOSCAR system, which is where everybody's credit data is stored. And so by doing it through coding, we're finding where collection agencies that settled with people have miscoded those payoffs, and we're able to identify those a lot faster than somebody opening a letter at the credit bureau and stuffing it through a feeder that reads that data. And so, and we're creating that personalized action plan that really coaches people one-on-one on how to overcome the credit challenges, not just trying to get things deleted off of credit, because that could hurt you. So I would say many of those companies, you know, they're using an outdated model. I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, here's my question. We spend an enormous amount of time in the recovery mode, and I'm not sure who's in the prevention mode. What are some preventions that we can implement, starting at maybe our children? I know my son recently started working. Well, he's been working now about a year. And my wife is constantly ensuring him or you know, directing him about a savings account, about a flex account so he can have some spending money without just having it in one pot and taking it. What are some steps we can use to educate before we ever get into these problems?
I'm so glad you said that, Coach Terry. And that's, first of all, what you're doing is one of the main things. Sit down, communicate with your children. The second lead, having games out here like this where we're, you know, they're monetary, financial literacy games. Obviously, that's good. The schools aren't doing it necessarily, not in mass proportion. So my company, Nico Don Projects, has now started going out to, you know, communities and Dallas County ISDs or independent school districts.
That's right, because you're in Dallas, Texas, right?
Yes, sir. I'm in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, working with the schools and the colleges to provide financial literacy. But very specifically, I'll tell you three quick things to teach children. One, go on FICO's website, myfico, FICO.com. That is the number one credit reporting, credit scoring entity in the world. 90% of lenders are using that. And go to their education tab and sit down as a family and sit down and talk about the importance of paying bills on time. Look at how the algorithm is calculating your credit scores. 35% of it is on-time payments. 30% of it is how much of your credit are you utilizing? You know, if you have a $1,000 credit card limit, if you exceed $300, which is 30%, your score is going to be negatively impacted. So if you can keep that score under 20%, the people in the 750 scores are not using more than 9% of their credit availability. So that means on a $1,000 credit card, they're not charging more than $90. Because you've been issued the credit doesn't mean you have to use that credit. And that is where, you know, if you put 30 and 35 together, that's 65% of your credit score. That's like almost 600 points off of an 850 credit score. Now, so that's
I've heard that if you need to show action with your credit.
You need to show action. So, and that's what I'm saying.
You're just saying keep it under a certain amount.
You don't have to charge 100% of it. You charge, you know, I encourage my clients, get a Hulu account or a Netflix account, charge $10, $20 on that and pay that in full. That's usage. You don't have to max it out to show usage. You know what I'm saying? So that is what America teaches us, is that it's okay to use borrowed money, you know, and it's smart to do it when you're investing that money and you are able to make a huge return on what you've invested. But when it's credit card and charge cards, it's wise to keep those under 20%. Really, again, under 10% is optimal.
Well, here we go, because I know you're on a dead stop and you got to do your show and I won't be respectful. Can you give us, we talked about some tips for the kids. Can you give us some general tips on the credit recovery, the importance of establishing? Because some people have really stuck their head down in the sand when it comes to credit. And I think along with education, credit is one of the tools that we can really use to advance our family. So what are some tips we can immediately implement to help us move forward?
So the biggest thing, Coach Terry, is just going to be discipline. And, you know, because I can coach you on all the things to do to lower your, you know, to lower your credit usage and all these things, but it really comes down to being patient and being disciplined, being able to not exceed your spending. If you're out here, you know, in most cases, we're spending 120% of our 100% earnings. And so I would say budgeting. There's some budget tools that I've used, mint.com, M-I-N-T.com, personalcapital.com. Track every single dollar that's coming into your household and know where that money's going. Have a purpose for every dollar. And then start using that money, if you do have debt, to pay down the debt. The faster you can pay down debt, the better. You know, and that includes charge-offs, collections, active credit cards. Those things are super critical if you're trying to build a strong credit history. And then I'll tell you this, credit reporting, they're looking at the last 24 months of activity. So the furthest away that your most recent late payment shows on your credit report, the better your score will be. I'll say that again. Over a 24-month window, they're looking at the furthest out that your most recent late payment is on a card, so, or on an account that's being reported on. So if you made a late payment in December and now it's February, that's hurting you. But if your last late payment was in December of 2018, that has less of an impact on you because it's further away. So once you do start, you know, fixing your credit, or even if you don't have credit that you need to fix, start making sure you're paying bills on time, and that is a surefire way to get on a great path to great credit.
Well, I think one of the other things is, and you said it, the implementing the discipline has to be as strong as your desire to move forward. Because if your desire to move forward is strong, but your discipline is an anchor, the chances of you moving forward are not that good. Would you agree?
I would totally agree, Coach Terry. And I'll add on to that, the family, the household has to be in accord. This has to be a household discussion. Because if you're out here trying to save money on the power bill, but everybody upstairs and in the back room got 17 chargers plugged in the wall, you're not going to make an impact on that. So you got to talk as a family.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take you to
everybody's on the same page.
Hold on. Because you done jumped up into something you know nothing about. Look, you got Darian DePaul in here cracking up because there's a personal family thing on my end. I I'm gonna tell this story, guys. Darian, stop. I'm not gonna tell the story.
I knew I was gonna hear some buttons with that one. Go ahead.
No. But let's change it. Guys, when you are saving money, and this can apply to now, I'm not messing with Darian, but a lot of people leave their iPhone chargers charged up in every room they go to. And if they're gone for the weekend, that charger's just sitting there sucking up juice. If it's plugged up, it's sucking up juice. And if you aren't disciplined enough to simply unplug an iPhone charger, then you're losing money. And if you're losing money, that means that's money you don't have. How important is it to discipline yourself down to the finite things of your plan? How important is that? Because I really think it's killing us.
It's super important because if you think about it, you know, those things multiply, just like interest multiplies, right? And I outline those specifically in my book, Proven Pathways to Wealth and Happiness. I put exact steps, things that we had to do as my wife and I in our household to get discipline and save our money. The obvious ones are, you know, not spending so much on eating out to lunch and eating out for dinner, but it got down to things like adjusting our temperature on our hot water heater by 2 or 3 degrees, because that hot water doesn't need to be that super hot where it's scorching your skin, and that burns on your power and your utilities as well. You know, just a lot of things. Using different type of light bulbs that were saving us on power. And I'm telling you, those $10, $20 savings over the course of a year, now that's $100-something. What if I had a collection account that was $120? I just created more income in my household by doing those reductions within our household. So those are very important. And as you do those, that shows how disciplined you are. And I assure you, everything else that is related to your household and your expenses, you'll start seeing the positive impacts of those behavior changes.
But Victor, let me ask you this. How do you keep from becoming psychotic with it? That's my question. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes you run into people who there's no way to say, like, right. I said, they are so serious about it, it's scary.
I understand that. And that's a scarcity mindset. You still need to know that if you hold on to things too tightly, you're not going to allow more to come in. So they've got to adjust that mentality. But for me, I still have a wife now. Uh-huh. She wasn't going to let us go into caveman mode.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, here's my question to you, because I know, and I'm still trying to be respectful. You got to get ready. So we're going to do this real quick. Who's better at saving, men or women?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What'd you say, Burr?
How you going to pull the pin on that?
Women.
Hey, now we got to go.
I'll tell you who's better at saving. The person that most frequently manages the money in the household, or that pays the bill. And in today's time, that doesn't have to be the man. That could be the woman. That could be anybody, you know, who's over the top of those finances, because they're seeing the bills going up and those type of things. So usually it's that person. And that's why I encourage it to be a family deal, you know, because everybody needs to play a part in that.
Well, I'm going to speak from the sidelines real quick.
Be careful what sideline you're on, boy.
I can say that while I've seen and heard the stories of how, you know, Coach Terry grew up, I look at how my mother does it and I say, oh my goodness, how?
Danger.
Like, it's so I'm going to have to agree with Ms. Burrow. I'm going to have to say women because...
That's right.
She's going to jump in. Wow. Right. She just jump in. Ain't said nothing, but you're right. But I mean, I'm not arguing with him. Hey, Vince, here's the thing. Victor, I'm sorry. Here's the thing. I know you got to go, and I keep saying that. You and I also spoke about doing this deeper, helping people who were, you know, some people just want to listen and they take down a couple of notes. Other people want to go deeper because they're not getting enough in 20 minutes. You agreed to do a Zoom with me and two other people, experts, subject matter experts in different fields. You still willing to do that with us? We can bring some people on. We can go to a different level, people who are willing to invest in themselves to get themselves where it is they want to be. You still willing to do that?
I'll be more than happy to do it. Yes, sir, Coach Terry.
Well, man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for that. And I can't tell you. I know you normally don't do these kind of things. So it means the world to me that you took time to come on our show, interrupting your normal flow of what you're doing. So please, anytime you need to use this platform as your platform, brother, this one will always be available to you. You have been a tremendous friend to me, and I just thank you, and I thank Sean for connecting us, and I pray that everything in your business for you and your family continues to go just the way that God intends for it to go. And if you got anything out of this today, go over to my Facebook page, One Due North LLC, One Due North LLC on Facebook. We got Victor's profile up there. Put some comments in there. Let the brother know you were listening to him, and tell them one more time where they can listen to your show at, if you don't mind, Victor.
Absolutely. They can catch us. Well, we have a link that we sent out. It's called Create Your Future Self Live. And for more information on me, just go to VictorVJohnson.com. I'm all over social, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Victor Vanico Johnson, or Nico Don Projects. And again, Coach Terry, I really appreciate the platform, my man.
Man, as I said, it's a joy. Look, we want to thank you. I want to say to everybody, you've been listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come out and close out again. Brother, I really love you, man, and Godspeed to you. Well, I hope you liked today's message. And if you have a comment or suggestion you would like to leave, just hit the record button. We'll listen to it. And if it's something we can play over the air, I promise you we will. Until then, remember, join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com. Every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you'll get a chance to join in with the flight crew and our special guests. We'd love to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Give us a call. Our call-in number is 202-299-6673. My name is Coach Ricky Terry, president of One Due North, and I am your coach.